Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, the noted immigration attorney Greta Smith joins us. The whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers. 40 years ago, Hotel California and the theme from Rocky were number one on the pop charts, and D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal started on the road to becoming Nevada's leading roofing company.
I couldn't be more proud of what we've achieved.
And over these 40 years, we've become an employee-owned company. So when you're talking to any employee, you're talking to an owner.
And here's to the next 40 years.
Happy 40th birthday, D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal.
Retail's impact on Nevada's economy? Enormous. 8,600 businesses, large and small, employing 145,000 workers. And last fiscal year, retail paid tax on nearly $60 billion in sales. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We support retail. We help it grow. And we mean business.
RANNV.org.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Truck drivers are some of the hardest working people you'll meet, delivering over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. When there's a natural disaster, they're delivering critical supplies to help those communities recover and rebuild. Every sector of the economy and our nation's military rely on truck drivers. So let's take a moment to say thank you. On the open road or city streets, our truck drivers are rolling to make our economy and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Chan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Chan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're delighted to welcome back to the program after a couple of year absence, Greta Smith. She's the noted immigration attorney, works in conjunction with Joy Gilbert Law. Pleasure to have you back on the program.
Thank you so much for having me, Sam.
So the last time we talked, it was really at the pretty much at the beginning of the Trump administration. And one of your concerns at that time was that ICE, where in the past they had been willing to negotiate with attorneys, immigration attorneys in Nevada, had become very tough and very difficult to deal with. Has that changed in the last couple of years?
There have been a lot of changes under this administration. And one of the major changes is that, yes, ICE does not join us in motions anymore to terminate removal cases, for instance. There are a lot more expedited removals. They eliminated all the enforcement priorities under the Trump administration, meaning that whereas before they prioritized people with felonies on their records or people that were a threat to national security or those who had been here for less than 2 years, they were a priority, and other people were pretty much left alone. And then under the Trump administration, they pretty much target anyone. Like, you can drive through a red light and you get picked up and you will have to fight your deportation. So it's a lot scarier for a lot of people.
Okay, so what is the ability of an immigration attorney to be able to help people at this point who are in that kind of situation?
Okay, that is very fact-specific. So every case is different. But if a person has been here for a long time, for more than 10 years, and they have immediate relatives, so spouses, parents, or children in court cases, they may have relief available to them. Again, it would get very detailed and technical, but pretty much if you have a clean record, no criminal history, you have immediate relatives, and you have been here for more than 10 years, there's hope. So,
is there any discussion amongst the attorneys and the judges privately of seeing any way forward with this to where the policy may become a little more lenient, or do you think it's just, this is the way it's gonna be for this administration?
Do you mean like private discussions with judge? No, that's
not ex parte communications, but I mean just a discussion amongst the law profession. Let's put it like
oh,
that.
Oh, I
yes,
see.
God,
I see.
I'm not contemplating
okay,
ex parte
no.
communications.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's going to change anytime soon. If anything, it's going to get more strict, more rigid, and more people will get picked up.
So what kind of fear level is there in the immigrant community? Because in both Las Vegas and Reno, there's a huge non-status community. It was bad enough when there was, several years ago, a raid on McDonald's in Northern Nevada, and half of the people that worked in fast food restaurants, not just in McDonald's, but every fast food restaurant, just quit showing up for work. Is that the kind of fear level that exists in the community now?
Very much so. And we get not only calls from, just individuals that face possible deportation, but also employers. They now receive what's called no-match letters that had stopped in 2012.
That comes from Social Security,
yes,
correct?
Yes. So that means that, they look at an employer's records and they find that the match of an employee or many employees does not match their Social Security, and they will get a letter where they have 90 days pretty much to respond to those letters. And in many cases, it turns out, of course, that these people, unfortunately, do not have legal status. And then, of course, it depends, again, on the particular circumstances of that individual to see if they can be helped or not.
Right, and part of that is, that's interesting, is Social Security is not a law enforcement agency. Mm-hmm. They're just looking to match. In some cases, it might be one number's wrong on the Social Security number, or one letter is wrong in the name.
Yes, of course.
But once a firm knows that they have a no-match situation, they then have to go forward, otherwise they could get into serious
trouble.
That's
very true. That's exactly true. We met recently with some employers in Elko. One lady had been in business for 22 years, and she had one of these letters, and pretty much 100% of her employees are Hispanic, and yes, all of them now have to look into their case and see, can anything be done? And the lady says if nothing can be done for them, then her business has to be shut down. So it's actually mostly, people like U.S. citizens that are being affected by all this.
The E-Verify system, a lot of businesses that ignored that over the years. Is that now something that you're seeing more and more companies are being forced to use, otherwise they're going to run into trouble?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. They have to. They have no options.
All right, so now let's put it into the bigger picture. You've got less than 4% unemployment in the United States. Where are the workers going to come from? If you continue, not you personally, but if immigration continues to remove people from the workforce, are we not going to come into a crisis situation in the state of Nevada as far as employment? I mean, it's bad enough already. On the advertising agency side of my business, I have so many clients who are desperate for employers. They could do so much more work if they had the employees, and they don't have them and they can't get them from other places. Where do you think this is heading?
I am very concerned about the long-term impact on the economy. There have been some positive changes. I just think that there have been positive changes with our tax system. I just think the long-term effects of what this administration is doing will be very different from the short-term impacts. If we have this drain of people that, for instance, in the construction industry, in the agricultural industry, if they are all, it's already, like you said, it's already a problem now. If we will have absolutely no workers anymore in a few years from now, a lot of businesses will be shut down, and that will be disastrous.
So if you go back to the 50s and 60s, there were programs in place to allow workers to legally come to the United States and then go back home. Do you hear anything from any of the congressional delegations around the country?
That still exists. It's called the H-2A visa for agricultural workers and the H-2B visa for non-agricultural workers, for temporary workers. It's still in existence now. It's just the requirements are very rigid, and it's really hard to get these visas approved. And then you have to kind of, you have to know people in countries like Mexico or other countries all over the world. You have to know people there. So a lot of employers don't know how to go about that. So it's not very easy, but it's still an option. And I talked to quite a few employers about that option, but a lot of them, they don't know how to go about it, and they're just like afraid of the uncertainty. And you know, if you don't know people personally in those countries, you take a risk. You don't know who you're gonna get then. So I think that's part of it. But I think it's very much a matter of getting better informed, you know, about what options are still available. I just have to say that when our president talks about merit-based immigration, that has become increasingly cumbersome as well, where there's a lot more requests for evidence, like we call it kitchen sink requests for evidence. Basically, they make it impossible for an employer to come up with that evidence, or they give a straight out denial. So
what about the regular immigration pipeline? You know, people from other countries who are applying to come to this country to either work or eventually get citizenship. Is that system moving at least smoothly, or is that system, you know, as egregious as what we're seeing here with
out-of-status immigrants? The broad categories are employment-based, family-based, and investment-based. And so, for instance, EB-5 from China has pretty much shut down because of the retrogression. It's like sometimes 16 years of waiting for people from China. And, you know, it's just the market has shut down. Then there is investment-based programs, E-1 and E-2, trader and investment-based. And I don't see a lot. I think people are really scared to apply. I just read recently that even student visas, and that's one of the easiest ones to get, are way down. So I think people all over the world are very hesitant to apply for any type of visa at this point.
Well, and I know we had Karina Black on from the Northern Nevada International Center, and she was saying that the refugees that are coming into the country, the number is being way cut back as far as the State Department allowing them to come in as well.
Yes, absolutely.
And that's on a humanitarian basis.
Yes, I think there are major violations of the international asylum laws. But I can't say too much, but I think it's just a violation of human rights that's happening.
All right, let's take a break. More on this topic, and it's a tough one when we come back.
Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot with over 450 of the latest slots and video games. Sully Sports Bar, the Dining Car Restaurant, William Hill Sportsbook, and the Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge. We're just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia. Yeah.
Because of UMC, there's a wide open road ahead of me.
Because of UMC, she can grow up with her twin sister.
Because of UMC, I'm here to help you.
UMC, the highest level of care in Nevada.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnett, owner of Home Energy Experts. Has this ever happened to you?
Honey, did you remember to turn down the thermostat?
Forgetting to set the temperature? Not fun. We can help. Our new smart thermostat keeps the temperature set for your comfort all by itself.
I'm feeling hot now.
To increase your comfort, go to homeenergyexperts.com for details. That's homeenergyexperts.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse is known for signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. Join us Thursdays and Friday nights from 4:30 to 6:30 in the Steakhouse Lounge for live music, gourmet plates, and well-priced wines, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with the noted immigration attorney, Greta Smith. She works in conjunction with Joey Gilbert Law here in Northern Nevada. You were talking about the EB-5s. It was an interesting situation with the Lucky Dragon Hotel Casino in Las Vegas. The majority of their funding came from EB-5s. Then the company went bankrupt, and all of those people who had invested $500,000 per person was gone.
Yeah, I heard about that.
And that's pretty much the situation. So that's the kind of thing I'm sure that stops people from wanting to invest money. Because explain how EB-5s work towards getting citizenship.
Yeah, so you can invest either $1 million in high employment area or developed rural or cosmopolitan area, or $500,000 in a targeted employment area. So it has to be high unemployment area or a rural area. And then you have to create 10 jobs over a period of about 2.5 years.
For US citizens?
For US citizens or permanent residents.
Yeah.
Yeah, correct.
So, and for a time we were seeing quite a lot of that kind of investment coming into Northern Nevada.
Yes, correct. And it's come to a halt pretty much. And then there were some emerging markets like Brazil, India was discussed as an emerging market. There's still opportunities, you know, there. There's also the option to go through a regional center, for instance, you know, where they pool the jobs. So they you know, they have connections with other employers and they pool those jobs. But I think pretty much the largest market, like I said before, China has pretty much shut down completely. Other markets, they don't have the same infrastructure, like brokers, for instance. So anybody, any employer that wants to look into that EB-5 option has to pretty much go there in person or send someone there to connect with people there, and it's very expensive and it takes a lot of time and effort.
It would sound like it's also an area where you know, you could run into a lot of corruption.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. That happens all the time.
So going back to the China thing for a moment, do you feel that the China deal is the fight that's going on between the United States president and the Chinese government in terms of tariffs and things like that, that is shutting down the desire for investment in the United States?
It was before that.
Really?
It started already about 3 years ago, where it was becoming very difficult.
And why do you think that was slowing down?
Because of the retrogression. Too many people were applying compared to the number of visas available. So there was a huge backlog. And, you know, when you have to tell people that they're going to have to wait 15 years for a green card, a lot of them don't want that. A lot of these people don't look to invest and get profits. They want to get their families over here, their children to go into American schools. That's their main objectives for the majority of those people. So again, if that is not happening, then they lose their interest. And
we had a situation a few years ago, the 60 Minutes reported on, where Chinese women were coming to the United States to have their babies so that the babies would be United States citizens. Is that something that you still hear about?
Not a lot. It's not the women from China so much. Again, it's getting very difficult for people from China to come here, period. So no, I don't hear that a lot anymore. I do think Trump is building that wall pretty much so that it's It is keeping people out for real.
But it's a metaphoric wall.
Yes, of course. Yes.
As you look at the situation down on the southern border, what are your thoughts about that?
At a personal level, I feel it's devastating. I hear stories from people every day, you know, that are real. People are suffering. Their lives are at danger. And women are raped. They really are escaping horrible circumstances. And now they have absolutely not even an opportunity to see a judge anymore. And I think it's just, like I said before, a violation of human rights, basic human rights.
Do you think, because, you know, there is more than one side to this story, mm-hmm. because really the government was not set up to be able to deal with the number of people who are coming across the border. As much as the United States is a humanitarian country, mm-hmm. if you have tens of thousands of people trying to get in at the same time, ICE and, you know, Customs and Border Patrol are not humanitarian agencies.
Yes.
They're law enforcement agencies. They really weren't set up for this. So it's almost like in some cases they appear to be the fall guys for a policy that was not planned for, and should it have been planned for? Should we have seen this coming? Because, mm-hmm. I mean, you're seeing the problems in Guatemala. You're seeing the problems in El Salvador. Mm-hmm. These are terrible situations.
Yes, I see your point. I don't think the U.S. can be responsible for every human suffering in the world. But I do think there are easy ways to at least give people a chance to present their story.
In what way?
I guess when you talk about these numbers, it becomes difficult. But I feel like now almost nobody has a chance to present their story. So there has to be somewhere in between. But this is a very, very tough question to answer.
So how long do you think it would take to train the number of immigration judges that we need? Because that's really the backstop, isn't it?
Yes.
That is the biggest problem area is you can bring as many people in as you want. But if you don't have the immigration judges, then you're not going to get this resolved.
That's correct. That's true. That's also how I see the core of this whole problem, or a lot of it. So your question is how long it would take, or
yeah,
where to find
yeah,
these
I mean,
people?
Yeah, I mean, well, I think you could find them, but I mean, is it a 2-year training period, a 3-year?
There is a lot to immigration. I would say yes, at least 2 years.
So if the decision was made from the Congress to fund these kind of positions, it would still take a couple of years from
yes.
that. And then we know how Congress loves to deal with immigration, which is they don't.
They
Let's
don't.
Take another break. Exactly. We'll be right back.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. Are you a homeowner who's interested in remodeling or building a home? At Design Outdoor, we can show you how adding natural or manufactured masonry stone can add beauty and value to your home. And we refer only the best contractors. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
Hey guys, are you watching the game at a friend's or the bar again because you can't watch at home with your wife? Or worse, because she kicked you out and kept your couch, your flat screen, and your kids? What's the one thing a man needs when he loses a good woman? A good lawyer. And when he loses a bad woman, he needs a great lawyer. What makes a good woman a bad woman? You tell me. You're the one that can't watch the game in your own home. I'm men's rights attorney Marilyn York, and I represent men in divorce, custody, and family law matters.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. A lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take an Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have our final minutes here with Greta Smith, the noted immigration attorney, works with Joy Gilbert Law. The situation in Mexico, do you think it's improved, getting worse?
I'm hearing from people that travel back and forth to and from Mexico that the situation under the new presidency is actually getting better in terms of employment. It's safer, they say, but again, that's from individuals. I haven't been there myself, so I don't really know. I just know that, for instance, it's very difficult to get asylum when you are from Mexico, so the judges don't really grant asylum to people from Mexico.
Is the bigger answer to this picture building up the economy of Mexico to better be able to deal with this, or is that just a pipe dream?
I think that is definitely an option to be explored. I think it would be a much better use maybe of our funds to put into that economy. I think there's all kinds of ways that we haven't really explored at all. And I think that should be feasible.
All right, and that's where we gotta leave it. Greta Smith, always great to see you. Wish it was under better circumstances. That's where we have to leave it, and
okay.
We'll be right back.
Thank you.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Penny, Dad? What are you learning? This place is great.
Huh?
You gotta try this.
Wow, this stuff is great. People are gonna love it.
Yes. Yes, they were.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion. For romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in Northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lorianne, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head-on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you, simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done and look to your future success. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
You can now watch Nevada Newsmakers on YouTube. Subscribe to our Nevada Newsmakers channel. We'll see you on the next broadcast.